Jerry Bader, show 935. I mentioned earlier the Brewers finally scored more than five runs at home. It was a close game, 3-3. I watched delayed. I watched 24. Then I checked in on the game, and it was 8-3. They exploded for four runs in a single inning, I believe. And the offense finally got going, and the pitching was still more than good enough to win. I said yesterday, if they're going to be title contenders, they're going to have to do that more often. A couple of big series here. The Diamondbacks and the Yankees at home. I think it's important that they get back into taking series on a regular basis again. I'm not panicking at all. I don't see a collapse in May the way they did last year. And I think they continue to be a very good team. However you feel about Ryan Braun and what he did, it's clear that the offense misses him. He's on the 15-day disabled list, right, Jason? I believe that's what they put him on. They really do need him back. But the reality, and speaking of back, it's his back that's bothering him. Speaking, though, of all of that, I think this illustrates why he was using. I said that all along. I believe it was for injury. That doesn't make it right, and I'm not saying it makes it right. I'm just saying I don't think it was to juice in the classic sense. By the way, NFL draft coming up on Thursday. It's not as glamorous as it's been in the past for the Packers when they had a first round draft pick. But what they do with that pick is important. And if you want to find out, you can text draft to 79489. You can text draft, D-R-A-F-T, to 79489. Again, text draft to 79489. And we'll keep you up to date on who gets picked. Quick prediction from you, Jason. In their first three picks in the NFL draft, all offense, all defense, two offense, one defense, two defense, one offense. What do you think they're going to do? 2D, 1-0. Where does the O fall? First, second, or third? Second. I think, boy, I like that. I think defensive pick, offensive pick, you think there's going to be a receiver worth taking in the second round? You don't. Well, what will they go? O-line? O-line. Or center? Okay. Defensive back or linebacker in the first round? Linebacker, offensive lineman, and then certainly you think defensive backfield in the third, right? Yeah. Cornerback? Cornerback or safety with either, really, I mean, either right now. You know what? I'm going to stand with you on that. I think that's exactly what happens. And I think if they do it wisely, combined with some of the moves they made, I actually do feel pretty good about the Packers in 2014. But boy, they got to stay healthy. You're seeing that already a little bit, not dramatically, with the Brewers. If you're afraid they're tanking a little bit, they've been nicked. But not to the extent of 2013. I am still very excited about the Brewers. I'm also very excited. I guess that's the right word. I'm also very excited about this. What is one of the biggest attacks that liberals use on corporations? Liberals use, they don't pay taxes. They don't pay taxes. Now, they're not talking about tax evasion. They are talking about tax avoidance. What's the difference? What is the difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance? Tax evasion is illegal. You are doing something to evade the taxes you are legally required to pay, be you an individual, be you a corporation. Tax avoidance is using the legal techniques available to you to reduce your tax liability. We all do that. I did that this year and last year and the year before. Tax evasion is if you use deductions that are not real, you made up. There are, you can call them loopholes, you can call them whatever you want. There are legal techniques to avoid paying taxes. Whenever corporations have done this, whenever corporations have used the legal tools available to them, liberals, they don't pay taxes. They're tax evaders. No, they're tax avoiders. And it's not just a matter of semantics. And liberals hate corporations that legally avoid paying taxes, right? Liberals hate corporations that legally avoid paying taxes, right? Right?
In the race for governor, Democratic candidate Mary Burke has been touting her experience as a Trek bicycle executive.
Well, as you probably know, Trek Bicycle is a world-famous bike company that was founded in Waterloo, Wisconsin back in 1976. But what else do we know about Trek?
Tonight, we are looking at Trek's track record on taxes. Fox 6's Mike Lowe with the political lowdown.
Mary Burke. Today, 930 people work at Trek, the great Wisconsin company she helped build.
You know, I learned that at Trek Bicycle. Trek is a great company.
I'm Mary Burke. Helping to turn my family's business into a global company has been a big part of my life.
As a business executive with Trek Bicycle, I have actual experience creating jobs.
Democratic candidate for governor Mary Burke has staked her campaign on her experience as a Trek bicycle executive.
And Trek is a very successful company.
But Mary Burke's campaign does not want to talk about the company's record on taxes. She declined our requests for an interview. But she was questioned about corporate taxes during a recent forum at Marquette University.
Do you feel that taxes are a significant detriment to business and economic development in the state?
I will go back to my experience at Trek. Trek has started, you know, from a couple of people to nearly 1,000 employees here in Wisconsin, and has been successful and thinks that Wisconsin is a great place to do business and has never considered leaving it. Do they feel that the taxes need to change? You know, I don't think that that's on their top 25 list of what is most important to making sure that Trek Bicycle is a successful company.
And there may be a reason for that. Records from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue obtained by Fox 6 show that Trek Bicycle has not paid net income taxes for more than 3 decades, at least as far back as 1982. A spokesman for Trek Bicycle offered no comment.
The division that I ran, we increased sales from $3 million to over $50 million.
The company takes advantage of subchapter S of the tax code, which allows shareholders to file as individuals and pay taxes at lower rates.
Lots and lots of companies do pay through the individual tax.
But corporate tax expert Jack Norman says that ultimately shortchanges the public.
Certainly we're talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Tax records show that Burke personally paid more than $120,000 in taxes in 2012.
The key question this election is not going to be over someone's taxes. It's going to be over, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
Governor Scott Walker has advocated for tax breaks for businesses, something Burke has criticized.
Giving tax breaks to out-of-state corporations and to those at the top doesn't create jobs.
But when Burke was the Wisconsin Secretary of Commerce, she advocated for some of the same policies.
I was involved in attracting Uline, a new headquarters to Kenosha.
Burke helped put together a package that offered millions in incentives and aid from Wisconsin to Uline Incorporated to move its headquarters from Northern Illinois and build a major new distribution center in Pleasant Prairie. And Burke's Commerce Department also gave millions to Flambeau River, a paper mill that reopened in 2006.
Taxes, no doubt, are part of it, but I think that companies, particularly companies in this competitive environment, look to making sure that they can get a skilled, qualified workforce, that they can attract people to work for their company, regardless of where they are in the state.
Now, Trek, we should note, has not received any aid from the state of Wisconsin, and Trek has not done anything illegal. They may be avoiding taxes, but they are not evading them. Again, we asked Trek for comment and even submitted written questions, but the company spokesman did not respond. Mary Burke was also given multiple opportunities to comment on this story, but declined. If
now,
you'd like to see our previous...
That's fine. Now, yeah, Trek wouldn't respond. Mary Burke wouldn't respond. They will. They're going to come up with a story. Now, again, be clear, nothing illegal here. Just the way it's not illegal when many other corporations use this, but liberals hated that. So when your company's name is Trek, which rhymes with wreck, which makes you think of Mary Burke, a Trek wreck, as it were, then it's okay. Where's Scott Ross of One Wisconsin Have a Cow Now? Where's Mike Tate of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin? Where's every other hack liberal? Well, they're not paying their fair share. They're not paying their fair share. By the way, I'm not criticizing Trek for using a perfectly legal tool to avoid, not evade, taxes. I'm criticizing the phony, fraud, hypocritical liberals who will now sit with their head up in an anatomically dark place. Well, it's always there. But anyway, for them. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
She just gave Scott Walker a $5 million summer gift because this is just another example of her showing her lack of knowledge of business. If businesses that don't think their taxes are in the top 25, oh, yeah, and Julius Peppers won't help the pass rush, and I love Obama. Please, how obviously moronically stupid can you be?
Hey, in your sarcasm there, you forgot to mention that you miss John Axford.
That's correct. I'm part of.
Andrew, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, really, taxes in her mind aren't in the top 25 of concerns for businesses. That's a secondary issue. But Andrew's absolutely right about that. I have more to say on this. If you have more to say on this, we'll get to it in just 3 minutes. It's 9:48. I mentioned to you yesterday that my wife made the decision to purchase Proactive Weight Loss Solution, the weight loss program, that I have now lost 54 pounds on and am now back into exercise and other things. Why did she do this? Why did I do this? Why does anyone decide on a weight loss program? Well, you decide it's just time for a change. I mentioned earlier, we both want to live to see our grandkids, and we want to make sure we're healthy enough to do that. She's lost about 6 pounds, and it'll be just, it's not even a week yet, it's on Thursday. It does work, and I'm going to be proof that you can take it off and keep it off, and so will she. And yes, it's doctor supervised. She's already had questions. She's asked Dr. Litwin. You can too. And if you live in the Sheboygan area, Wausau, look, this is convenient for you. There's email, there's phone. Don't let that dissuade you. Call Dr. Jason Litwin today, 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.